I have a list of the rock stars that are pricks, the biggest pricks of all time.
Oh my God. I can't even think of who that would be though.
Oh, this is a good list.
Okay. Because, you know, you and I've interviewed a lot of rock stars. Everybody's always so nice.
But deep down, they're a prick. People are saying Celine Dion, prick.
Well, she's not a rock star, but.
But I'm saying music star. So all rooms have to be exactly 73 degrees. Not 72, not 71, 73. So
what?
She's really high. Listen, she's high maintenance.
That's not high maintenance. Every room in my life has to be 68 degrees.
Well, you're high maintenance.
But that doesn't make me a prick. It just makes me like a certain temperature. Why is that? That doesn't make her a prick.
Eddie Van Halen, next.
Wait,
on the list.
Hang on a minute. That's all you're going to say about Celine Dion, that she likes her temperature at 73 degrees? That doesn't make her a
prick.
She's
a perfectionist. She takes everything to the next level. So people
that makes
are
her
saying,
talented.
Now, people are saying she's mean. She's a prick.
I need more evidence than just the fact that she likes her temperature at 73 degrees, please.
Eddie Van Halen, they're saying him because of the writers that he used to have and all that. I want to put it out there. Eddie Van Halen didn't shake hands at all. So
because
he wore two wedding rings. So if you ever see a photo of him, he's got a wedding ring on each hand because he didn't want to touch other people because he's a guitarist.
All right, so I have a couple of questions. What do the wedding rings have to do with touching people?
Because you're not going to shake his hand if he's got a ring on, or squeeze it like some douchebags do who are guys. When guys shake your hand, they really get in there. So,
okay, I see. So he wasn't a germaphobe. He was afraid that somebody would injure his hands, and his hands were his livelihood. That's, again, that doesn't make him a prick. That's actually really smart.
Yeah, he was a prick, though. Gene Simmons, prick.
We interviewed him twice, and he was really nice to us. In fact, not only was he nice to us, we had fun with him. We made him laugh. He made us laugh. We had a great interview with him both times.
But I can imagine working for the guy. Like, if he sees somebody in the crowd making a face at him, he will stop the show and have them throw that person out.
But what if they have, like, facial tics?
If it bothers him on stage, he will throw you out of his show.
Oh, okay.
This guy, the next one on the list, and yes, he is, Ted Nugent. He's a prick.
Yeah, he seems like a prick, yeah.
He's a prick. I've met him. I know Ted. He's a prick.
I've heard horrible stories about him, the way he treats people. I've heard that he is just really condescending and disrespectful to everybody around him.
Johnny Rotten makes the list. Go figure.
I mean, hang on. That's Johnny Rotten's whole thing. Johnny Rotten's whole thing is that he's an asshole and always has been an asshole. No one's ever thought Johnny Rotten is nice. His name is Johnny Rotten.
And he's the punk guy.
Right.
People are saying 50 Cent because he is always under the influence of something and he's just mean to people.
Okay, I will say this about 50 Cent. I never met him personally, but I did work on one of his television shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tightly run ship. And I wondered if he, from on high, had basically lit the fire under everyone's asses to work really hard and make sure the show's perfect. Like, it was definitely a different environment than other places I've worked before, you know, where they were like afraid to fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Phil Spector. Yeah, go figure. He was a prick.
Duh.
Yeah, he pulled guns on people and killed people. So,
duh.
Ringo Starr made the list.
Is he dead? Did he die in prison?
He died. Yeah.
Okay.
Ringo Starr. Because he's not signing anything anymore.
Please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
He has too much to do. He hasn't done anything since 74, but he's got too much to do.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Axl Rose, don't know him, but yeah, I can just imagine he's a prick.
Well, but of course he's a prick. That was the whole, like, Guns and Roses. I mean, all the stuff that the music that he made, he was really fucking angry. I would not think he'd be a nice guy.
It took 20 years to come out with an album, and he always shows up 2 hours late for a show. That's a prick.
Yeah.
They say Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, the drummer for Motley, is a prick. And I've met Tommy a ton of times, and I don't agree with that.
Okay.
He's always been cool with me. He doesn't take photos with people. Uh-huh. So people say he doesn't take photos. He's a prick.
That doesn't make him a prick because he doesn't want to take photos with you. He's not obligated to take photos with you. Sorry.
Him and the next one on the list, or the reason why they don't take photos is because they're so tall. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row, very tall. So when he takes a photo with you, he's got to bend down and he looks like a mutant.
Yeah.
If you take a photo of him. So Sebastian Bach, they say, is a prick. Sebastian Bach is a huge prick.
Right. Well, he's not really making... No one knows who he is, so it's okay.
Nobody knows who he is. He's a prick, though. Next, Kid Rock.
Prick.
He is a prick. He was a prick to me. And I worked for him.
And you were his rep. Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. You were trying to help him. And this was when he wasn't famous yet. You were trying to help him get his music out there and be famous. And he was still a prick.
Still a prick. Huge. I mean, I have stories that he is a huge prick. And no, I once yelled at him at the top of my lungs like I've never yelled at anybody.
I've never heard you yell.
Oh, I yelled at him. It was a huge show in Nashville. He was headlining the show. It was like a big 4th of July show. Right. I did all this crap with MTV. If you watch the MTV special, My Name, I'm In It. I did so much with that show. And I go backstage. What is he doing? He's jumping motorcycles behind, behind the... And I go, dude, what happens when you wreck?
Yeah.
25,000 people are going to have to leave just because you want to show off in front of three girls.
Right. The timing of it's weird.
Yeah. If you want to kill yourself, do it somewhere else. Don't do it here.
Right.
Douchebag.
Douchebag.
Courtney Love, next on the list. And I don't know Courtney. I've never met her, but people say she's not very nice. I think it's because she's always high.
I've never met her. She's one of the few people that all those years that I was even in alternative radio, I never met her, never interviewed her. But I've read enough about her, and I read the Kurt Cobain book. She doesn't strike me as one of the nicest people, but I think that's part of her image, is that she isn't nice.
Number 11, John Mayer.
Oh, he's the nicest person on the planet. Whoever says he's a dick is they're the dick.
Right. I think you catch him on a bad day. I don't think overall he's a prick. So, I don't know.
I gotta tell you, he was the radio station I used to work for. He was really close with the guys on the show because they sort of like, when he was just starting out, they would have him on all the time. So he came in a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy never has a bad day. He's always happy, always in a good mood, always kind.
Because look at the chicks he was banging.
Yeah.
I mean, he's John Mayer. He was banging some hot chicks. Well, probably still is. But he's crazy talented.
Katy Perry, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, he's had some of the goodies. Jessica Simpson. Yeah, he's been around.
Yeah, lucky guy. Number 10, big reach here, people, Kanye West.
Well, duh.
He should be number one. If he's not number one, he barely makes the top 10. That's scary for the rest of the top 10.
Well, the scary thing is, the one time that I went to go see him, it was when he was doing the tilted stage. He was on that floating stage thing, the one that Taylor Swift makes fun of in her song.
Mm.
That's the show I had gone to see. And the night before, he made the people wait close to 2 hours for the show. And then he went on some rant once he got on the stage. So I was like, oh, this is going to be a good show. I showed up. As we're walking in, he's already on the stage and setting up and performing. Like you're coming in. It's like you're late. You know what I mean? Like we got there exactly on time. Yeah. So and he got up there. He sang. He rapped. He performed. He didn't even talk to us. Like normally, like in between, they say things like, the song means a lot to me because I wrote it with, you know, whatever. They tell you something. Nope, didn't even talk to us. He was already performing when we walked in, already getting ready. Everybody, like, got to the seats really quick. He did a show, and then he left, and that was it. It was like, he didn't say a word to us the whole time. He just got up and performed. I mean, it was, that's what you want. I mean, but not with Kanye West. Like, you're waiting for that rant or that moment where he's going to be like, Kim Kardashian told me. You know, you're waiting for some, like, one moment that he's going to fall apart. But no, just got up and rapped. He did the whole album. He was the St. Pablo tour. Did the whole album, a couple of other songs, and that was it. That was the end.
Who beats Kanye West? Number 9, Justin Bieber.
Oh, really?
Egging the neighbor's house, forcing his bodyguards to carry him up the Great Wall of China, calling a fan a beached whale, spitting on fans. Yeah, he's in the past, not so good.
You know what's sad about that is, you know how now he's going through, he has that, I keep calling it Rebel Wilson face, but that's not what it is. It's got, it's, he has that, it has some name like that. What's it called? Ramsey Hunt syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But I always forget the name, like something with an R, and because Rebel Wilson's on my mind lately, I'm like, Rebel Wilson syndrome? No, he has Ramsey Hunt syndrome, which is kind of like Bell's palsy, except it's triggered by the herpes virus, you know, or shingles virus or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, half his face is paralyzed right now. He had to cancel his tour. You know, it's interesting. He had to cancel his tour, which was coming through Madison Square Garden. But as it turns out, whatever sports ball team is playing there, they're doing so well in the sports ball finals that he would have had to cancel the tour there anyway because the sports ball people needed the Madison Square Garden. I think it's interesting, like, who wins over that, the sports ball people or the Justin Bieber people? It's the sports ball people.
Right, because they play there a lot more than the Justin Bieber people do.
Right, so they get the priority, and it's easier. You can't move a tournament, you know, once you're in the midst of the playoffs, you can't move that, but you can move a concert or cancel a concert.
Yeah, but they're out now, so the sports ball people are not playing anymore, so he can come back.
Okay, well, anyway, no, he canceled his tour because of the Rebel Wilson syndrome that he has.
Not what it's called. The Rebel Wilson syndrome is when you lose a bunch of weight, you become hot, and you start banging chicks. That's the Rebel Wilson.
Well, you know, that's accurate. That's Justin Bieber. That's what happened to him.
Worse than Justin Bieber and Kanye, Prince.
Oh, you know, I love that you brought this up because, you know, I love Prince more than anything. He's to me, he was a music god. Like, his music was everything. I grew up listening to it. He's my favorite. I don't care what a prick he is. When you and I were doing this as a syndicated radio show, I don't know if you remember the story, but one of the stations that we were on in Minneapolis, The dude who ran the station told me this story that when, because he was from Minneapolis, when Prince was starting out, you know, just kind of becoming the star that he is, this guy ran a music station at the time, and he had Prince on all the time. He played his music like crazy, and he did this big, huge event for Prince. It was like all these listeners and whatever. Prince insisted, instead of being with his people and the listeners and getting to know them, he insisted on them having like a little tiny VIP section that was just Prince, his band, and whoever he allowed up there. And it was all roped off and it was all guards. It was all like bodyguards and security. And then everybody else came to the club and you could see Prince, but you weren't allowed to meet him or talk to him at all. So this guy that we know, who was the program director, the general manager of the station we were working at, told me the story that, you know, so he's got doing this big concert and he hosted the whole thing. He was sort of in charge of it all. So he walked over. He wanted to meet Prince and say hi and say, you know, I'm who I am and I want to just welcome you. They wouldn't let him in.
He couldn't even get in to meet Prince.
At his own event. The event that he created for the radio station and he made happen. He was paying for everything. They would not let him in to just go over to introduce himself to Prince. Prince had no interest in meeting him.
Prince did a show once in complete darkness because he didn't want the audience to see him. So they turned off all the lights and everybody thought it was, quote, an experience. But to me, it was just radio at that point.
That's right.
No, we want the TV Prince, not the radio Prince. Douchebag. Who's worse than Prince? Mariah Carey.
Well, she's famously bad. I mean, literally everybody who's ever worked with her has a story about her.
Number six, Chris Brown.
Well, I think he's gotten better over the years, but if you remember, he did throw that chair through the window at Good Morning America, and he did beat Rihanna within an inch of her life.
Number five, Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
Oh, yeah. Oasis, yeah. Well, both those brothers were not known as nice people.
Liam Gallagher, number four.
Right, yeah.
Both of the guys from Oasis, they had one hit. They both make the list. Tom York is number three.
Oh, from Radiohead?
From Radiohead. They say he's a complete prick. Grace Jones is number two.
Really?
Yeah. I heard some stories about her, but I didn't think she was
surprised.
That big that she'd make the
that
list.
That she could be a prick. I know. Pull up to my bumper, baby.
Morrissey, number one on the list.
Oh, yeah. He has a reputation of being a total asshole. But listen, he was the head of the Smiths. They were angry. They were, again, it's another band that was sort of like a punk, angry band. Like, did you expect the people from the Smiths who sang about, like, the injustices of the world to be nice people? No.
How can he beat R. Kelly? R. Kelly didn't even make the list.
Right. Yeah. Well, R. Kelly is just a sex offender. I don't know that he's.
But that's
an
a bad person.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Good point.
So Morrissey, number one, R. Kelly didn't even make the list.
Right. Morrissey, worse than a guy who sexually abused children. You got to be bad if you're worse than R. Kelly.
You got Celine Dion beat R. Kelly. I don't believe that.
Because she likes her rooms to be 73 degrees. Not a problem.
R. Kelly, much worse. Trust us.